recording. Okay, cool. Oh, right. I should pull up the reading. Hello!
Hello,
all. Okay, so we were reading random articles on the internet, and we found a fun one on yourtango.com entitled Five Things You Must Know Before Dating a Stripper as Written by One. It's from 2015, but it's a pretty good article, I think.
Yeah.
It's like... So anyways, we thought we'd talk about this because a lot of the points are things that we've already discussed in previous episodes. So this is like a really nice sort of like
tie together. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Nice way of putting it in one little.
Yeah, I think we've had entire episodes on some of these topics.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. So anyway, number one is we are not always horny.
Truth.
Yes.
I think, okay, yeah, no, we're not always horny, but I must say that if I like a guy and I start seeing someone and I have sex with them, I do want to have sex with them all the time. But that's because I don't have sex with, like, I don't have sex often. So when I find someone, I'm just like, hi, I'm going to be a bunny and you're going to have a lot of sex with me. But it's like one guy.
I like how she says when she comes home to you, the last thing on her mind is sex. She wants someone to complain about men too while she soaks her aching feet in a hot bath and then is off to dreamland until it's time to wake up and do it again. Not exactly the makings of a romantic girlfriend. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'm just weird though. I would never complain about men to the guy. Let's see.
I always complain about men to the guys.
The first thing I do.
I don't want them to, like, yeah.
Fair. I want them to know I think men are trash. Because, yeah, they should know. They should know my opinions. Because it's, like, if they're the type of guys to be, like, oh, not all men, or, like, blah-de-blah, like I'm, like, yeah, I already don't care about you. You know? Really, like, the only acceptable response is, yes, all men are trash. And if you think that you're not, then you don't have to contribute to the discussion and show me with your fucking actions.
Fair, I suppose.
I'm still gonna think you're trash, though, because you're a man.
Well,
I mean, like, you're the beneficiary of the patriarchy, right? I mean, it's like, men don't even know how trashy they are because you can't see your privilege. Or it's hard for you to disabuse yourself of the privilege that you've always been afforded, that you've been born into.
Yeah.
And that just makes you trash.
So that's that point.
So yeah, I always complain. I always do. I'm like, no, men are trash. Number two, we do not dress like vixens in real life. I love that
one.
Okay,
that one, I have to admit,
so true.
It's like the furthest from the truth. I look like, honestly, if I could get away with wearing a trash bag, I probably would.
Oh, no, I do.
I'd be like, oh, look at my potato sack. Do you like it? Don't care. It's comfortable.
Man, I'm so ratchet. When I leave the house, I'm so ratchet.
Same.
I love it.
Like, I literally do not care what I look like outside of work.
So funny. She's like, as soon as dancers clock out, off comes the rhinestone thong and leather chaps, and on slips the cotton undies, oversized sweatpants, and t-shirt. That's so funny.
Who wears underwear?
Yeah, same, right?
I was like, who the fuck wears underwear? That's an extra added step that's uncomfortable.
So funny. I love that.
Yeah.
That's why Juicy Couture
was so big back in the day.
Such
with
a
stripper
thing, because yeah. It's like, they're so comfy. Yes! Because
moccasins
like
were like...
traditional, like, stripper gear. Yeah. Like, off-duty stripper is, like, yeah. Juicy Couture and then moccasins.
A tracksuit and moccasins.
Yes.
Or, like,
still
slides
have...
and,
I
like,
still
you know.
Wear that shit. Like, it's fucking so 2001 funny. Or something. I don't care. I'm still wearing it. I still have those Juicy Zip-ups. I have the one that you gave me.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's so funny.
Like, live in that thing.
I'm like, I wear a lot of oversized hoodies and, like... I wear, like, basically, like, gym attire, but I'm not going to the gym.
I wear yoga attire or
yeah.
Dance attire.
Dance
like,
attire
and
ballet clothes,
buy
both of us are huge
Capizio
into that.
Yeah. And blotch stuff yeah. To wear out in public.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
It's so comfortable.
All the time,
like,
don't care.
Oh, my God, but, like, what if I have to, like, stretch?
Yeah. It's true. Listen, I need to stretch sometimes. That is all.
It's important.
It is important.
Number three, we are not always confident and body positive. Oh, I love that.
That is very true. I am the most insecure person you will ever meet, so.
I actually like this one a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. That one, I'm sorry. I'm super insecure. so I can't see shit.
So rather than having a superhero beauty queen, you may have to constantly reassure her that she's valuable, beautiful, and perfect just the way she is. Aww.
That's true.
I mean, I don't rely on, like, I rely on, like, my brother a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, ew, I hate the way that my muscles look. Ew, am I too jacked? And yeah, I'm like, and he's like, it's fine. I'm like, I hate it.
Aww.
But then,
at least you have him for
part
that.
Of who I am.
Yeah.
But no, it's true. I think, like, a lot of people think that strippers are either, like, really
confident.
Either really confident or insecure, and that's why they do the job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
It's like.
The insecurity is not the prejudice. Reason I do the job. The job makes me insecure.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, sometimes, like, for me, I don't know. It's like, sometimes the job is empowering, you know? Because people are like, oh my god, like, she's so beautiful and this and that, and like, they're just so happy that you're acknowledging them, kind of thing. Yeah. And like, you know, when guys come in and they're like socially awkward and then you talk to them or whatever and then they're like so stoked about it, like things like that. But then there's like the other side of it where guys are like, they just pick at girls' insecurities, like guys who just come in to make girls feel shitty, and I'm like, you're just a bad person.
It's true. I've cried on stage numerous times because of guys being mean.
Yes, you have.
Not even afraid to admit it. Like, I know I have.
Yeah.
Or, like...
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Or...
Because they're mean.
Yeah, they're very mean. They can be very, very fucking mean.
Yeah.
And, like, it's okay. I get that, like, not everyone's gonna be into me, but you don't gotta
be
mean.
Yeah, you don't have to be mean about it.
Christ.
Yeah. It's like, you wouldn't talk like that to people on the street. Or maybe you would, because you truly are a shitty person. Like, I don't know. But, I don't know. I kind of... I welcome insults.
I know. You're good at dealing with them,
I like
though.
It. You think that I care? That's nice.
That's nice.
We'll see who comes out of this.
Winning.
Yeah. Not gonna be you, so that's No, but actually.
It's true.
Like,
yeah.
Don't pick a fight with me, because you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
You can try. Go ahead, try. I dare you.
Do it.
I like it. I welcome it.
Amazing.
Oh, I love this one. Okay, number four. We had a pot on this. We aren't looking for a quick hookup or kinky menage a trois.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think, like, each girl goes through her phases, just like any regular girl in the real world, because we are real girls in a real world.
I just feel like it's like what we were talking about in that our threesome pod. It's like people are like, oh, she wants a threesome because she's a stripper. And then they're like, ask one of your stripper friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so presumptuous. Why would I ask one of my friends to give up an hour of her life?
Yeah, exactly.
To come and please you when you probably can't even do a good job of pleasing me yourself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, you want to hear more, go listen to our threesomes.
Yeah. Our threesomes pod.
I think it's called threesomes, not that great.
Yeah, I think it is something like that.
Because it's true. Yeah, they really are not that great. It's sure, try it, but it's really
Everybody should try it.
Yeah, it's like a new experience or whatever.
Check off the list.
Yeah, totally, right?
Yeah,
but then it's just like not that great. And also don't expect that it's going to be this great thing for us, and
that
all of us...
Yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah, it's like, it's not all of us are super bi-curious.
Yeah,
and, like,
we're not all,
that.
Like...
We're not here to...
the horny...
Yeah, we're not here to just, like, serve you and your needs and fulfill your fantasies
sexual
for
fantasies.
Free.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that just further
goes
to the objectification of sex workers. So, I mean, really...
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, dating someone, you know?
Yeah.
And then you expect them to fulfill that role.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
And I, like, honestly, you know me, like, I don't even do hookups. Like, that is not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, a quick hookup, the last thing on my mind is just going and having a one-night stand. Like, good luck with that. Good luck with that. You're gonna get some emotional texts after that if you fucking...
Like, but then you also give a fair warning. You
I give
always
very
are
fair
like,
warning.
Yeah, you're
I'm
like,
very
yeah,
open and very
yeah,
honest,
are.
And I tell guys straight out, I don't do that. I'm not interested.
There's
and then
one
they're
thing...
fucking dumb. And
well, yeah, I mean, that's because
I
they, like,
hate
think they're dicks. They just want to get their dick wet.
Fuck, it actually astonishes me that guys stick around for so long
because
just to do that. And then
yeah,
these.
I know, right?
Like,
when they,
you put
better,
months
I know.
Of effort
I know.
Just to do that, and
I know.
Then you're going to peace on me? Fuck you. Just saying.
It's because they're just, like...
They're douchebags.
Myopic, yeah, that too.
I swear we're just a check on their list.
I like...
Stripper.
Well, I mean, like, And then a lot of ways men are just checks on our list too.
I suppose.
Right. We're just you know, like
it works both ways, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, it's like what can you offer?
But don't
me,
come
right?
at me if that's what you want, because that's not what I want.
Well, you're honest about what you want.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, okay, like, fair. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. That's very
right?
true.
Like
that
yeah.
is Ruth.
I feel like if people were just honest about what they wanted,
yeah,
it would be like, so
things
much
would be a
similar.
Lot more. Yeah, like
or like also like just ask me.
Yeah, just say that's not what
you.
I'm looking for, and I'll be like, oh, okay, well then,
yeah.
bye.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks for
you
using your words like an adult.
Yeah,
like,
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Adulting. Thanks for that. Like, oh, did you wanna have a threesome? No. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right.
Did you want to just hook up and never see me again? And then if you're like, no, they'd be like,
oh,
okay, cool.
Oh, okay,
right?
Bye.
Like, you could have just said that
Live
at
nice
the beginning.
Life.
Yeah, or don't, whatever. It doesn't affect
yeah.
me.
Or don't, whatever. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but actually nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares as long as you're open and honest
yeah.
about it. Like, wow.
What a concept. You don't say. Number five. We won't quit our job because you say so. Yeah, okay, that's just a given.
That's a given because I think almost every girl has done it before.
I haven't.
And I unfortunately have.
I haven't.
And honestly, it's the biggest mistake every single time a girl does it.
It is the biggest mistake.
Yeah,
really.
It really is.
It really
it truly
is.
Is.
Yeah. Like if she's quitting for herself because she's moving on.
And
that's one
fine.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, totally.
So don't expect that for sure. Definitely would agree with that.
Yeah. What is the...
I feel like a lot of times at first, guys think it's great, and then the novelty wears off, and that's when they don't want them to work anymore.
It's like, okay, I'm going to read this quote. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she really loves you, she'll change for you. You would do the same for her, wouldn't you? You'd quit your job, become unemployed with no ability to support yourself just because she suddenly didn't like your line of work that she was perfectly fine with earlier, right? Wait,
yeah,
what?
See, exactly.
That wouldn't be right or fair or truly loving for her to expect you to change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that's
what
a
it
good
is.
One.
They're usually totally chill about it at first,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, there's like this random thought that has to enter their brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I mean...
But it's true.
It's also a gendered discussion, though, right? I mean, it's like, how many times are women expected to give up professional opportunities, personal opportunities to for the relationship, for their family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like for men, it never comes up.
Yeah,
right.
It's true.
It's not even a question.
Yeah.
So it's just it's like the sex work aspect, but also it's a gendered discussion too.
For sure.
You know.
For sure. Yeah, that's why. What country is it? Sweden.
Mm.
Did they make them the men take
maternity
leave,
leave
as well? Yeah, they have to. So that way there's no discrepancies between hiring a female or a male because they both have to take
man,
that leave.
Like when,
so.
When I remember like people were interviewing for their articles at like big firms and stuff, like I never interviewed at big firms because I knew I didn't want to work in them.
Yeah.
But I remember some of the questions that my female friends would be asked were just so sexist. Like, oh my God, like
what
one of my...
Oh,
they're Dana's. Yeah.
Like, one of my girlfriends was pregnant during the interview process, and some of the questions she got were so bad.
Yeah, I can
like,
imagine.
So bad, you know? And
yeah.
Those are, like, big firms.
Yeah, and they do
know?
Ask those things. I remember a lot of, like, people getting asked if they were, if they intended
you know,
on having
a
family.
Are you going to have a family?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to take care of the
are
kids?
Are you married?
Are you going to have more kids?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Where are your parents? Like, you know, like, things that... Men would
never
be asked,
never,
right?
Never.
So,
yeah,
and I think that maybe in other areas it's might be, I don't know, might be different. I don't know.
Might
it's hard
be.
To say because I know, like in small firms, a lot of people who work in small firms do have families.
Yeah,
you know, so
sure,
they have
the ones
more
that I worked at,
more flexibility over their schedule and whatever. Like I interviewed at a small firm that. It was run by this couple, and they had two kids, so they were like, yeah, on weekends when we're trial prepping, we just bring our kids to the office, whatever, right? But, like, I don't know, like, some of the questions that my girlfriends who were interviewing at big firms got, like, I was like, wow, that's really fucked up that they asked you
these
personal questions,
well,
right? It's like it made me really uncomfortable, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like there's this like
issue,
expectation that females are just going to give up what makes them successful.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what gives them independence.
Yeah, and that's exactly what
And, like, why would you want that? Like, why would you want her to be, like, completely dependent?
Because
it's
part of who she is.
Yeah, totally. And that's probably, like, why you were attracted to her
exactly.
in the first place.
Yeah, because she makes her own money.
Totally,
pays her own bills. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She doesn't need
And then that type of job gives her that degree of freedom, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like if somebody asked me to quit my job for them, it's like you would have to pay me as much that I'd be making, plus compensate me for the enjoyment of the job,
yeah.
plus compensate me for, you know, like all of the benefits that I get from the job,
yeah.
you know? So it's like, why would I do that?
Quit like, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
It's like you would have to be offering me more than the job does.
Mm-hmm. Because if that's the case, you're losing a job. You never lose a job to not go to another.
To not go to a better
to advance your life.
Right?
Yeah.
So, it's like you have to be offering me more than the job does.
Yeah.
Significantly more, because you'd also be compensating me for not working and not enjoying my time with my friends at work and this and that, you know?
And if you have a problem with it, maybe you can discuss it with her and come to a conclusion
mm-hmm.
rather than just simply asking
mm-hmm.
her to
mm-hmm.
quit. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times girls can be
mm-hmm.
like, okay, well, this is my plan. I want to do this for X amount of years
mm-hmm.
if you have a problem with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally. Like,
you know,
a lot of girls
like,
have, like, an
They have a plan.
Yeah.
And, like, if you actually have
that
a discussion with her, maybe you'll be okay with
mm-hmm.
it and understand
mm-hmm.
why she's doing
mm-hmm.
what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, I think a lot of times things just get heated and people
mm-hmm.
want what they want, but they don't understand
the
other
reasons behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just get emotional.
Exactly.
And they're
emotional
like, no,
ties.
Just quit your job.
Yeah. I
and
can't
that's
handle
so
it.
Unfair.
I don't like men
I'm
around
like, well,
you.
That's
I,
your
I.
problem.
Exactly.
That you don't
exactly.
like my job. Like,
yeah.
how many women
yeah.
out there are unhappy with the male's job? How
yeah.
many of them are dissatisfied with the way
yeah.
that their men treat them or
yeah.
that, you know, the way
yeah.
that their male partner's work interferes with the relationship or the home
yeah.
or whatever,
it's true.
But they just keep quiet, or when they talk about
it,
they're just
when they
talk about it, it's like, oh, she's nagging me.
Yeah.
She nags me
yeah.
about my job. And then you know, guys are like, oh, like, you know, she wants me to come home for dinner, but I'm like working to put food on the table, this and that, whatever, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And it's
yeah.
like a completely different discussion.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like when females put their career first, it's seen as like, I don't know.
It's just
like,
not interpreted the same.
Yeah, it's almost like it's frowned upon in a relationship sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they're expected to just, like, put everything aside just because some man is, like...
Yeah.
You know, quit your
yeah.
job.
True.
I'm more important, you know?
Yeah. Like, head of the household.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But, like, when it's the other way around, it's a completely different discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... No, we will not quit our jobs for you.
Definitely not.
You know?
Definitely not.
The only thing I will say is
been there,
like,
done that, never again.
Yeah, I mean,
more
like...
More than once.
Most... I don't know, like, most of my friends in this industry really enjoy their job, too.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the thing.
So
like, I may not have at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest. I did it out of necessity. But I
mm-hmm.
do enjoy my job now. It's definitely grown on me. And I understand,
like,
and recognize what it's given me.
Yeah. And you wouldn't... Like, lots of people have jobs that are not ideal for them.
Yeah.
And you don't ask them to quit just because
Never.
Of that. Just because you're uncomfortable,
yeah.
right?
It's
like,
it's their job,
yeah.
their life. You either...
Like, the only
understand
time
and respect it and
I've
work
asked someone
it,
to quit their job was someone that I really cared about because
mm-hmm.
that job was like distressful for them, like causing them extreme psychological damage.
And that's different because
that's,
you're caring about the well-being.
And then
of
that's
the
not even, and it wasn't even a stripping job. Like, you know,
yeah.
like it has nothing
yeah.
to do with the work itself. It was
yeah.
like. The nature of that person in that
yeah.
atmosphere,
yeah.
which was, like, harmful to them.
Yeah.
So I was like,
and it was
yeah,
just
can't.
A suggestion kind of topic
yeah.
discussion. It wasn't do this.
Well, I wasn't dating
you know?
Them, so it wasn't,
yeah.
like, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, that's the only time that I've come close to that was, like, you know, that I don't think that this is good for you for these
yeah.
reasons.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you should be in this environment.
Yeah, and that's
know?
Fair.
But
you know, if they came back and they were like, no, this is what I want to do, I totally respect it.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good article, though.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I like it.
Same Z's. So, yes. What else can people expect slash not expect when dating a stripper?
I think one thing is, like, we all have different boundaries. Please respect them.
Yeah, every...
I don't know. I think that's just, like, a theme in life.
I think that guy, girl, whatever, if you want to date a stripper, I think you have to understand that we're real people, too.
Shocking.
You know, like, we're normal. I read the effing Bible every single day. You know what I mean? Yeah. That doesn't... Just because my job
don't bring prejudices about the industry.
I think that that's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Sure, you may find exactly what you're looking for, a girl that wants a threesome and to have sex every single night that dresses up every day. Cool. There are strippers just like that.
Yeah, totally.
But guess what? There's normal girls just like that, too. Yeah, exactly. Totally, exactly. Don't assume one way or another. Because I'm sure that there are girls that sit at office desks all day that have never even opened a Bible.
You know what I mean? All those boxes.
Yeah. And you would expect her to be here at night and me to be in her place.
Yeah, totally.
So just the assumptions are unnecessary. But definitely dialogue.
Well, they're just prejudicial.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Like, they're just like...
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
So just don't assume. It makes an ass out of you and me. Goodbye,
okay,
dork.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.